CKUP Radio.
Radio.
Sound wave in the air.
CKUP.
Montreal, Canada.
CKUP. It's time to take sampling to a whole new level. Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rivers. My name is Howard Carr. And the co-host of the show,
Chief Sanka.
And along with the rest of the crew,
DJ Nicholas.
Special guest, DJ. With the news,
Brian Amplify.
Welcome to West Indian Rhythms. On CKUT 90.3 FM, People's Station.
To know how far to go. S
It's for Santa Claus, the children all do know. T is for toys, for little girls and boys. Around the world, wherever they be, he'd find them joyfully. The place where he was born. A is for angels who watch from dusk till dawn. S is for stars that led three men from afar. And remembering these, we hope you see a very merry Christmas wherever you may be. Christmas, the season of good cheer. H is for happiness to last you through the years. R is for respect that each and all should show. In this holy season, wherever you may go. I is for indulgence to know how far to go. Is for Santa Claus, the children all do know. T is for toys, for little girls and boys. Around the world, where'er they be, you find them joyfully. M is for manger, the place where he was born. Is for angels who watch from dusk till dawn. S is for star that led three men from afar. And remembering these, we hope you see a very merry Christmas wherever you may be. Yourselves a very merry Christmas.
Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal, and the world at large. My name is Howard Carr, and I'm one of the hosts of this program. The rest are here, there, and everywhere. It's Christmas, and we're here to just sort of celebrate it in a different manner. Santa Claus, have you ever visited the ghetto? That's a good question. In the background, you're listening to Brother Dean Fraser, standing tall in Harmony Hall with the beautiful saxophone, alto sax. And you heard Carlene Davis there. That song is like 40 years old. Would you believe that? Along with her daughter. Turning back the pages of time. This afternoon, I'm just not going to focus on Christmas. I'll play a little of this, a little of that for the first 2 hours. But the important thing is, and you should call your neighbors, your friends. Tell them they're allowed to send out greetings on the Zoom. Drew is sitting there playing around with the Zoom and he wants customers. So call now, and the code you need is 801. You got your pen there? 801-684-8199. Call, text that in, open the Zoom, and then you put that in, and CKUT, all capital letters, CKUT. And you'll see my ugly mug, and we will chat if you don't want to, or you just want to send greetings out to somebody. Want to say a special hello to my brother this afternoon. I heard him playing parang music, and I was totally surprised. But he sounded very good, because I trained him well. He's going to kill me for saying that, but so be it. You know what I mean? I take a chance now and again. So how you been? Me, I don't know what to say because, you know, it's like 18, 19 persons that have called me and says, I tested positive. What does that mean? That means they've tested positive for the COVID. So they have to go in isolation if it's not that big a deal. But you know what bothers me is the ignorance that lies within our community, our black community. And it surprised me. It surprised me that so many... young black persons don't want to take the 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 one to take the COVID needle, because they said this is going to happen to the body and that is going to happen. Well, you know, I have a young friend of mine. It's my buddy's son, who is a doctor in Miami, and he says the thing that hurts him mostly is when he goes on the ICU and people that he sees who were could have been saved come that came in and they asked him for the COVID, the injection. Somebody's calling me. I don't know who that is, so I'll put my phone in front here so I can see it, all right? So, I'm saying to myself, self, you know, if this guy tells you some stories that's been happening with him down there, but he likes it. It's a challenge for him. He was in the Navy, and now he's in the, as a doctor, and now he's a doctor at Miami General. He tells you some story and it breaks your heart to know that the ignorance that is there. I am not one to critique anybody. You do what you want to do with your body. Like one gentleman here in the city, he told me, he says, you know, Stretch, I went one place. And I took off my mask for about 15 minutes. And I came back home. I issued this with my wife. My son, my grandson, son, you say I couldn't believe it. And next one, who is a dear friend of mine, he called me. He says, boy, I can't believe it myself. I said, well, you can't believe. You won the lottery or what? He says, I wish. He says, what is the worst thing that could be happening to you right now? And I couldn't believe it when I said COVID. And he says, yes, I've been tested positive for COVID. And anybody who want to tell me it's not frightening to them, well, you're a hero. To me, it's frightening. So I'll talk a little bit about it. I'm not a scientist. I'm too far away from that. I can tell you about diesel engines and gas engines and all that, but COVID and all that, no. So those of you who don't want to take it, take the COVID shot. It's up to you. You know what I mean? But please do not come near me. So, Montreal, where are we? I don't even know where I am. I am just not thinking right today because I don't feel like thinking right, you know. I don't care what nobody says, it's affecting the mental health of young people, of people in general. I was talking to a young man, and he lives with his mom and his two sisters, and he says, you know, he wanted to go over there to go hang out with his friends. And you have to make changes for now until they can put a blind around this thing. We'll never be able to go anywhere. But you know what frustrates me is when these guys are telling me, oh, you know, you don't know what they're putting in your body. Trust me, I grew up in an environment. I got the poliomyelitis shot 3 times in elementary school at 8, 9 years of age, high school at 16 plus, and when I was leaving to come to Canada. I don't know what's in it. I don't know what they could have pumped me up with. They could have pumped me up with some anti-Canadian stuff. But I came here full of poliomyelitis stuff. So, you know, when they're telling me, you don't know what's in it. No, I don't. I'm not a scientist. I asked my brother. He's a scientist. You know what I mean? I don't know. So don't ask me what is in it because I don't know. And I, you know, when they're saying, oh, they're doing this because of politics. And the man who was leading that, he said he confessed he had these two injections plus another one, the great Donald Trump. You know, meanwhile, he was telling the people, don't take nothing. Don't take, you know. But, you know, I'm not here to preach to you people this afternoon, but it's frustrating. I'll be honest with you. You know what I mean? I see my young friends that I want to hang out with, that I used to hang out with. You know, we'd stop, have a drink at a curry house in those days. And, you know, I miss that. Folks, I miss that. You know what I mean? I could go to the garage. I could go look for Steve and hang out in his garage. I could look for Ian and hang out. You know, just simple things. Simple things. You know. But not to be. So we got to keep our fingers crossed and say Merry Christmas to you all. For those of you who have stood beside us throughout the years and, you know, and not the one who really critique all the time, but the ones who have put their money to this station. And there's one person always comes in mind is Mary Figueroa. Big money she puts towards the station. I won't say how much, but she does. All right? And we love her for that. Not for the money, but for the whole idea of thinking that take care of something that you want to hear, that you want to live with. Also, I want to say a big hello to the staff of CKUT 90.3 FM. They work like beasts. Because we're not coming from the studio, so they can. It's not just one thing. They have to go. As a matter of fact, I was talking to Louise the other day, grandma of the station, and she says, "I gotta cut the call short because I gotta go." She has a guy who does a program, and she has to go. An elderly man, and bring everything to him, and he puts it together, you know. And she does this every week. Every week. So what can I say? Then you have, I call him the tech head from CKUT, Mr. Spencer, you call. Hey, Spencer, this thing not working. Blah, blah, blah. You know, I love these people. I love these people. Because I see, oh, is that Emmy Hill that I'm seeing? What time is it now? Oh, 4:25. Emmy, turn on your mic and talk to me. Yeah, I'm hearing you now. I like the hairstyle. What does that hairstyle? Because that's what we'll be doing today, folks. We'll be chit-chatting. All right? So, Mr. Emil Barakat, immigration lawyer in the city, what is up with you, Mr. Emil Barakat? Get closer to your, and turn up your mic a little bit more so we can hear you.
I said it's called the COVID lockdown.
The COVID lockdown? I can hardly hear you. I don't know why. Stop playing with your hair like a little girl and not talk to me, please.
Wait, okay, let me try something.
Yeah. He's flipping the hair. You ever had that feeling that you want to flip your hair? Yeah.
Do you hear me?
I hear you better now, yeah.
Okay, I put on the whatchamacallit, the earphones.
You have too many things to put on. So what's up, Emil? Talk to me.
Nothing much. Canceled Christmas and New Year's this year. Decided to stay in Montreal. I was supposed to spend Christmas with my 96-year-old aunt at Shawinigan and to go visit my mom for New Year's Eve. But with all this Omicron running around, I decided to just stay in Montreal quiet and stay at home.
Good. Well, a lot of people should be doing that, you know. Me, I have to go look for my brother because if not, he will spank me. He's been spanking me since I was 6 years of age.
I sent you something my sister sent me from a meme from Mr. Legault. I sent you it on your phone, and he said he's in front of a big turkey. He says, if the turkey is too big, it's counted as a guest.
That's unfair. Leave Lego alone. You know, everybody is kind of want to punish this guy and he's this and he's that. But he's trying his best to work with what he has. You know what I mean?
Listen, there's many things I criticize Mr. Lego, but when it came to him and Justin, when it came to the handling of the COVID-19, I can't criticize them. They did the best they could with what they had.
Mm-hmm. That's how I see it. You know, I'm having something. Eh?
Why is it a Halloween cup?
I don't know. I got this cup here, and it drinks better with water. I'm sipping on water at the moment. Yeah, I'm sipping on coconut water.
And what's in the coconut water?
Well, so far, nothing. You have something you want to send over?
I have many things I can send over.
So everything is good, Mr. Barakat.
Yeah, everything is good. Well, like I said, for the I canceled seeing any clients until I get my booster shots. I'm just going to play it safe. I am 60 years old. I'm not young anymore. So I have to be careful. I mean, I've been lucky so far. The only thing I've got since this whole stuff was, I think, 4 colds. You know, I got sick, but it was only cold. It wasn't COVID. So I don't want to push my luck.
No, don't do that, boy, because the amount of people who telling me, you know, I was talking to one young man, and he says, it feels like when you have a bad cold, you know. I don't want to feel like I have a bad cold. I don't want to feel like nothing like that. So it's frightening.
Where my office is in Côte des Neiges, somebody in the office beside me, everybody caught COVID. One of them was in a coma for 9 weeks. And the other one was in the hospital for 6 or 7 weeks. He lost something like 40 pounds. He gained back 20, but he's having problems walking, and he's got what he says, PTSD. It really affected his mind, what he went through.
Who, the COVID?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's got psychological effect of it, you know, because he was stuck in the ICU, you know, and everything he went through, and then when he came out, he lost, like I said, 40 pounds. He couldn't walk. You know, he had to go to therapy to learn how to walk again. Even today, he's still not 100%.
Wow. That's frightening.
And he was unlucky because he had his first shot. And he caught it just before he was going to get his second shot. So imagine if he didn't have his first shot.
I'm telling you. You know, everybody should, pardon me, I'm just typing something to someone here asking me for the address for the Zoom.
You want me to say it on air?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Okay, let me find it.
It's 801.
Wait.
All right, I'll say it because I have it here, Emil. It's 801. 684-8199 and CKUT uppercase.
Now I have it.
All right. Anyway, Emil, I gotta go. I don't know who is out there waiting on me. So,
In the community, a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year's, and be safe, everybody. I don't want to hear anyone who got sick. I've known people that it happened to, and it's horrible.
All right.
Very horrible.
Thank you, my friend. All right?
Okay.
Bye-bye. This is Love Man Kent. Where is he? On CKUT 90.3 on your FM dial. It's all about Christmas, and we are approaching it in a different sense. We're going to take a call in the middle of this song or at the end.
Anywhere I perform, I notice this is the norm. The people keep picking up Love Man.
Montreal's Love Man Kent.
For example, all jam them as we calypso, they say it.
Love Man.
The man with the action. Although I'm trying to be humble, the people have me on a pedestal. All over Quebec, for enough. They now reflect on my intellect. Anywhere I sing, Montreal, when you come back, Calypso King, they shouting Love Man.
They keep shouting Love Man.
All down Toronto, when I jam them in Trinidad, they keep saying
Love Man.
They keep saying Love Man.
Now they know he's the brother of the great inventor.
Love Man Kent, one of our versatile calypsonians in this city. And of course, it's Christmas time. So you know what? I'm just going to take a little bit of Mr. Lee here. And give you a little bit of the Christmas feel. Give us a call or check on the Zoom so I can talk to you, all right? And you can talk with me. My name is Howard Carr, along with the crew, Fadlin Sankar. Ah, yeah, we wish you a Merry Christmas. And of course, Drew and the man himself on the wheels of steel, Mr. DJ Nicholas. He has an hour at 6 o'clock. He alone gonna just be playing the music until 7 o'clock. That's how we want it. We're gonna leave you with that. So if you wanna chit-chat with me a little bit, as come, sing. Earth receive a king. It's Christmas time in the islands. We love to sing this song. Oh, yes.
And nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. La 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 la. To be jolly. Fa la 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 la.
Don't we have anybody lined up there who wanna chit chat and wish everybody a Merry Christmas? Don't be shy. Go to the Zoom 801-684-8199. CKUT of I'm opening the line just for you to talk. And maybe if you want to whine in front of the Zoom, it's all good. See my good friend Jewel. I want to talk with Jewel. Joyful and triumphant. Honestly, this reminds me of growing up in Jamaica. Look at Miss Jewel. Jewel, just let me just run off my thoughts here. And this Christmas Eve was always one of the biggest nights in Jamaica for parties. And as a band member, we made a lot of money this particular night. Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve night. So anyway, let me say hello to Miss Jewel Jones, a voice in the community. How you doing, Jewel?
I'm a little bit lonely today because I couldn't have any gatherings or nothing like that. And I have a little great grand. He is a little over a month. I haven't met him yet.
No.
It's very sad, you know,
Joel, but we don't have a choice right now. Yeah. You know what I mean? I have a little 3-year-old grandson, the love of my life, and I'm so overprotective of him. I'm glad his parents are, and his little brother is very overprotective of him. So, you know, whenever I hear they're going anywhere, I say, oh God, boy, the heart is pumping out of my head. I know exactly what you're going through, Madeira, and I just, you know, it's good to talk to you because you're one of the supporters, one of the main supporters of this program and this radio station, and we are grateful to have you. and many other listeners there. Tell me, what does this Christmas mean to you, apart from what you just said? I'm gonna interview you. What does it mean not having to see your grandkids? I'm not hearing. Go ahead.
You know?
Oh, sorry about that. It's mine. Yeah. Start over again. I explained that.
Yeah. It's very emotional.
Mm-hmm.
When you can't see I'm so used to having them at Christmas time, and this is the second Christmas now that we were not able to gather around, you know? So I did like the Grinch, and I just slept through Christmas. That's all. You know, because I figure once I sleep, it's going to go fast and I wouldn't feel so emotional.
I hear you. I do the same thing too, you know, to be honest with you. I get myself into a corner and I cover up.
Yes, and I just cover up and go to sleep. I say, Lord, I hope this thing is going to end soon, because when I see my little one on video, when I can't touch him, I can't hold him, I can't, you know, he's one of the grandchildren that I have trouble bonding with because of COVID. And it's not an easy thing. It's not easy. All I get is pictures and I get videos, but it's not the same thing.
No.
Not
all
the
right.
same thing as holding him. Yeah.
You said you had something that you wanted to...
Yeah, I was talking to, I have to address him very nicely now because I don't want him to cuss me out. He's the Honorable Gabby Carter. He's the Cultural Ambassador for Barbados.
Right.
And I made the mistake of lovingly telling him Merry Christmas. And he sent me back a poem.
Oh, that's great. Let me hear what that poem is all about.
He wrote the poem, in a split second. He's unbelievable. And this poem, he write back and he said, this poem says, I don't like how he moving. That's the title of the poem.
That's amazing. Right? One, yes.
I don't like how he moving. He messing up my life.
Mm-hmm.
He's spending more and more and more and more and more time with his wife. You see, I can't get to the thing.
I ain't touching that.
Oh, God. But hey, that wasn't the plan we had. That wasn't supposed to be. Half of the time belonged to she. And half belong to me. What? I got these two children for he. Because he married to she. Them married about 5 years now. I went to the ceremony. I cried behind the dark glasses. But I still in love with he.
Oh my God.
He had me when I was on the age, since I was going to school. I could get my mother to lock he up. And now he playing the fool. These two little children here hungry. He ain't bring the child support. I got it in my mind what to do this time. But he tell in court. The last one always asking for he. She's only 3. I don't like how he moving. He disappointing me. When I call his cell phone, he ain't answering me at all. He walks up, does not ringing, which means he ignoring me when I call. I can give him a real surprise, a bombshell, a real shock. I going down by his office with my children and I going block. To all who ain't know what I mean by block, let me clear the dust. I mean, I going by he work with my children and cuss. Wait, I hear a car coming out there. Oh no, it is Ivan. He got enough presents and Grantley's in his hand. Oh Lord, I do love my man.
Written, of course, by the entertainer himself, Gabby, who is now a minister. He's a minister, in the, or is it John King?
He's a cultural ambassador to Barbados.
Cultural ambassador to the island of Barbados. You guys got to live a little, you got to lift your hat to your prime minister. Well-spoken, to the point, made Barbados proud. And tell all of them who want to find fault with Rihanna, back off of the girl's skirt, okay?
You know?
Because we love Rihanna. She'll spend millions in Barbados. Millions.
I tell you, I want to put a word in there, but I'm on security, so I have to keep myself quiet.
Oh, I see Miss Tara, our former newsreader.
Listen, I have another one here that I got from a guy called Ray Norville in Barbados.
All right. Quickly, my dear.
He's very, he said, I think I'm leaving Barbados for Christmas. I'm minding my business, but he ham sent it this morning. Up comes this nicely dressed lady. She said to me, Wayne, me and my boyfriend celebrating 3 years together, and I want to do something special for him this Christmas. I told her I thought it was a good gesture, plus it would keep the flames burning. I asked her what she was planning to do. She told me she wanted to bake a black cake for him, but she couldn't find the flour anywhere. I asked her if she tried all the supermarkets. She told me yes. I asked her if there's a shortage of flour. She told me it seems so because none of them have black flour.
I thought so. Anyway, Miss... You need to go relax now, okay?
Yes.
All right, my dear. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, my dear.
Because I see, I'm sorry I have to rush you, but I see somebody who was on this program for many a years, Miss Tara. And yes, thank you very much, my dear. And hello, Tara. Not hearing you, not hearing you. I guess you got to turn up something there.
Unmute.
Ah, there we go.
Here we go. Hello, Stretch. Good afternoon. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Salam. Salam.
Come as, I was just about to speak my Arabic, but it went... haywire. How are you doing, Tara? It's nice to see you. You haven't aged a bit.
Oh, thank you, Stretch. That's a compliment I will take. I'm doing pretty much well. I'm staying safe.
And how is the doc? How is the doc?
The doc is fine. He's right beside me as he always does.
Of course. That's what makes a...
He does not leave me a bit... by myself.
And sometimes you'd like to say, get away from me, dog, get away from me. No, I'm only kidding.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. But he still sticks to me.
Good. That's what...
So how are you and
you know,
the family?
The family is great, and I saw them, and I'm going to spend some time with them this evening. But, you know, with this, I was just explaining it to a friend of mine. It's very tough mentally. I'm not gonna hide it. It's very tough, you know. Your friends, you want to go hang out with, you can't because of what it is all about. So this is the only reason why I you know, it's really tough. How are you guys doing? Don't worry with Stretch. Stretch will survive.
We are doing good, but you know, as tough as it may stretch. It's for the safety of everyone. And where we are living in the Middle East, but they're very strict. We have our double dose of vaccines already, plus our booster.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, we try to stay safe. And I would like to encourage the public. Hello, Pat. I would like to encourage the public at large. It is important to take the vaccine because of the unvaccinated. Those who are vaccinated have to be double protected because the virus could still spread. It could spread from the unvaccinated to the vaccinated, mm-hmm. although the vaccinated persons, even if they have it, they would not get it as severe as the unvaccinated. So I would like to encourage the public at large, those who are not vaccinated, to please go ahead and take your vaccination. It's for your own protection. It's for your own safety.
Right. But where you are there now, it's a disciplined society, would you say?
Yes. Actually, we are in Qatar, but it's a disciplined society. It's very safe. The people are looking out for people. Everyone is looking out for
each other,
the neighbors, their friends, everyone else. Not only for safety, for health, for protection, for people at large. And so a lot of the times, even when I was in Montreal, I hear a lot of negative things, although there are some of a little bit of everything in every society. We just have to adapt and live and let others live because, you know, we come from the society in the Caribbean or South America or wherever to North America, we adapt. We can do the same in anywhere we go in the world. We adapt. We learn to adapt. And we live. We live without any, what I can say, without any animosity. We try to adapt and we live as we should.
Great. Is the dog sitting beside you, watching you, every movement you make?
Yes, he's
Could I say hello to him? That's my friend,
yes,
you know.
Sure. I will call him Doc.
Doc, get over here.
Yes, while he's coming,
right.
I would like to say hello to the public at large, my friends and family in Montreal, all the listeners that I missed very dearly, and I see Miss Pat there, who I miss also.
In the dark.
Yes, he's coming, and all the crew at CKUT.
We miss
so
you,
he's
too.
He's just around.
Look at the dog. My God, what are you doing down there, Tara, with this guy? He looks like 16, 17 years younger. My God, what's it? Tell me the ingredients. Can I get the ingredient to come and hang out with you guys?
Whoa. Sorry, 1 minute, Stretch. I don't know what happened. Okay, here.
Yes.
I'm hearing you guys. No, I'm hearing.
I will just turn up my...
You have your headphones.
I took it off from the...
No, I'm hearing you now, Tara. Don't worry. Everything is good, yes. So, Doc, how are you doing, man?
And I could barely hear you.
You could
You might want to turn up the microphone.
No, it's mine.
It's Tara's mic, yeah.
Yes.
You're hearing...
I am fine. I'm basically in my PJ, you know, enjoying myself at home.
Wow.
By the fire. In real comfort.
So you're in Montreal now?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yes.
You say you came home for the Christmas. Glad to see you guys. And no Santa Claus this week, eh?
Oh, no. It's all ended. You know, we were talking about it. You know, time like now, we would have been there.
Yep.
But the pandemic, as we all know, it will last for another couple of years until people are fully vaccinated.
Wow, 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 wow. Yeah. If you're the scientist and you're saying that, I'm scared, man.
Yes, well, you know, besides that, you know, people can harbor the virus for a while and then it becomes mutated to a different variant form. And that's what we have to worry about. But if you're vaccinated, you have a chance to neutralize it so you don't have the severe symptoms as some people would have if they're not vaccinated.
In layman terms, could you, what you just said, could you break it down for me? If you're vaccinated, then you don't,
Okay, so the way it actually works is that you have an antibody. You produce antibody. I mean, if you're infected by a bacteria or any kind of pathogen, foreign particles or so forth, you do generate a response. It's called an antibody.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same basic process that they have actually used to generate something that will produce the antibody. But you can keep this antibody as memory cells. So your memory cells will produce these antibodies over years to come. And so every time you're actually infected by the virus, you become the, you produce this antibody that neutralizes it.
Mm-hmm.
So it prevents it from becoming active.
Mm. So it's very important to get vaccinated then.
Absolutely.
All right.
There is also a drug that will be released, let's say, towards the end of this month. And it's from Pfizer as well as from Merck.
Right.
The real problem with those drugs, though, is that you have to catch the virus at the right point.
Mm-hmm.
So it's what we call the load of the virus.
Right.
And so if you miss it, well, it's too bad. The person would already been, you know, enter into severe symptoms and so forth.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, listen.
Don't get vaccinated.
So I'm vaccinated. I got my three thing. And if they have four, they can call me. I'm there. I'm ready for them.
Let's hope that there won't be a fourth one.
Yeah, I'm sure there will be. No?
Yeah. Well,
who knows?
If everyone is vaccinated, you should be fine. So even if there is another variant or so forth, you should be able to neutralize it.
All right, Doc. Tara and the Doc, I want to say many thanks to look at your lovely faces. But, you know, we are on a time limit here because I'm just doing this thing for 2 hours. And then we're going to have dance music for an hour compliments of our DJ Nicholas. So any famous last words between the two of you?
Yeah,
well, all the best to everyone and hope this pandemic will just disappear. Let's pray that it disappear by next year or even earlier.
All right, Doc.
On my part, Stretch, I just want to say it's a test of time. Stay safe, stay strong, stay healthy. In the meantime, have a happy holidays. If you drink, don't drive.
All right.
Thank you. I won't be driving.
I'm right here.
Take care.
Thank you very much, Doc and Tara. I'm so happy to see you two guys. Mm-hmm. This is Brother George Fennell. It's simply called Love Your Neighbor. I see Mr. CC Walker there. I'll be chit-chatting with him. CKUT 90.3 FM.
Jesus, show me the way.
My singing partner from Maypen, Clarendon, Mr. George Fennell. This is a funny Christmas Eve show. We're doing everything. Listen to the words of this song and touch your loved one and say thank you. Hey!
Sweet Jesus,
show me the way.
Tell me what to say.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Look around the world, I see children crying. Look around the world, single mothers dying. What can I do to make a difference? What can I say? Give me strength to love my neighbor. Give me strength to carry on today. Give me faith to deal with tomorrow. Oh, help me, Lord, please show me the way. What can I do to help my neighbor? Oh, tell me, Lord, what can I do? Oh, tell me, Lord, what can I say? Give me strength to love my neighbor. Give me strength to carry on today. Show me the way. Diggy ding ding ding. Oh God, tell me what to say. Look around the world, I see people dying. Look around the world, single mothers crying.
can I do to make a difference? Oh, tell me, Lord, what can I do? Oh, tell me, Lord, what can I say? Give me strength to love my neighbor. Give me strength to carry on today.
His name is George Fennell. He's from the town of Maypen, Clarendon. Singing partner we were for many years, and I just want to get him out there. But, you know, we're running against time, and I just want to talk to this man. A friend of mine for many years in the city of Montreal.
No crib for a bed.
Yes.
The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head.
Coming up, I'll be chit-chatting with Mr. Egbert Gay for sure. Wherever he is, I'm going to find him. And Faitlin Sankar, they're hiding from me, but I'll find him.
The little Lord Jesus asleep in the hay. The kettle all lowing, the baby awakes. The little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the skies and stay by my cradle till morning.
Till morning is light, the gospel music that we all crave. I say gospel, but it's really Christmas. How are you, my brother? I see you sitting there. I'm not hearing you. Ah, me. It's me. It's me. It's me. How are you doing? I got to stop this music from playing. It's so many things I'm doing here. I'm like an acrobat. Please bear with me. Ah, wait, where's the player? Where's the player? Wait, just a minute here. Here we go. Sorry about that, my brother. How you doing?
How you doing, Stretch?
I am here trying to make Christmas a little bit more, what can I say, but a little bit more tighter for our listeners. But this time I'm giving them the treatment where they can hear us.
You're always doing a good job, Stretch. You know, you're always on point.
Thank you, my friend. I certainly appreciate that. So what's up? How is the Christmas treating you and everything that's going with it?
The pandemic is tightening everything up, even performance-wise in the community, the things that normally happen not happening. But you know what? If we have the spirit within our hearts, we got to share with each other in the way you're doing it.
Yes, sir. Yes, yeah. Sir. I firmly believe in that, you know what I mean? And if, you know, the whole thing is, one of the main thing I want people to understand, if you know somebody